We're back in the office very briefly today because
only
Keith...
time for two drinks at the office today.
Because Keith's parents are in town. And so we're talking about having your parents in town, in New York City specifically, maybe in general a little bit. My dad was in town a week and a half ago.
So, well, I'm just coming to you, Chris, for advice. You've been through this before. I mean, surely my parents have been in town. I have no idea what I did with them. What did you get up to with your dad?
Well, we had a lot of breakfasts, a lot of lunches, and dinner every night.
It's gonna be all eating and drinks, right? Yeah. And I just want to know, how often can one drink in front of one's parents? Actually, I feel like both of our parents are pretty good booze hounds.
I think so. I actually ended up going to McSorley's down on whatever it is, 7th Street in the East Village. One of the oldest bars in Manhattan, because my dad had a memory of drinking there in 1967 when he was working at...
Your dad's a fucking liar. It wasn't even open in 1967.
No, it's that old.
Oh, shit, that is old. Well, that must be the oldest bar in America.
Well...
No, I don't think it is.
Nah, I'll look it up later.
Anyway, so we went down to McSorley. It kind of sucks. The beer's actually really bad there. We left after one round and went over to a much... newer, much nicer East Village distillery.
Do you remember that I was a piece of shit back then, too?
No, I think his recollection didn't include the shittiness of the beer, which, to be fair, might be a new quality.
Or maybe the beer was so harsh and, you know, mind-bending at the time, just ripped that part of his brain straight out. It moonshined him.
Well, now it tastes like soapy seltzer.
Say, what? Where is this place? McSorley's, you say?
Yeah, I mean, I think your parents would actually quite like it. They enjoy a tipple. And, you know.
Like a clean-tasting seltzer, is that what you're offering?
Do you have any big events, any centerpiece plans, like a you know, are you guys going to Wicked, or are you taking them to on a cruise of the river or something?
My mom is a big TKTS character, so she's going to show up and try to get some half price. She likes a good budget play, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling I'm going to be subjected to the shittiest thing Broadway has on offer that day.
Right. You're not going to Book of Mormon.
No, probably not. Probably not, unfortunately. No.
Well, whatever it is, it'll make for a hell of a podcast. I'm just sure.
Yeah, there'll be vivisection of that play coming up, you know, in a week's time.
Let me ask you this. You live in Greenpoint. Which is...
Is that a question? Yes.
Well, yeah, I wasn't totally finished. I mean, yeah, verify that first.
Yes, it's true.
Okay, that's what I thought. Pretty hip neighborhood. It's part of the, you know, the burgeoning Brooklyn scene that makes headlines everywhere and forces the New York Times, whenever it discusses a foreign city, to refer to one of the neighborhoods in that city as that city's Williamsburg/Greenpoint.
Greenpoint is New York's Williamsburg.
Greenpoint, according to the New York Times, is now New York's Williamsburg.
No, they don't even say it's the new Williamsburg. It's Greenpoint's, yeah. Williamsburg.
It's New York's Williamsburg. Let me ask you, how do your parents fit in over there in such a youthful sort of subculture?
They party pretty late. They puke on the sidewalk every time they're in Greenpoint. Generally without having a drink. Greenpoint's pretty polluted. There's that whole oil spill situation from the 90s or whatever, the repercussions of which I guess we're still dealing with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you worried this is affecting your health?
I feel okay. I mean, I guess I'm generally the alcohol is what's handling my demise, not any Greenpoint issues.
Maybe the alcohol is just deadening to your central nervous system the effects of the alcohol, or the oil.
My body doesn't know which direction death is approaching from. It doesn't react to any.
Or even, based on the way you sometimes walk, which way's up?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's probably true.
We'll leave you with a little bit of Thunder Crashes Lightning Crashes. What's the song called?
From your hometown, Stuy Town, Chris.
Yeah. This was these guys played in my town in the East Village, Stuy Town, just recently.
Less said about that, the better. We'll play out.
Here we go. Gonna bring the phone up to the speaker. Everyone thinks we're Shazamming this song right now. It's never going to come in big.
Everybody's walking out.